I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're covering milestone anniversaries, one in a theocracy and one with its roots in North Africa. Both have impact on shaping Christians in the region. And there's a call to action, too. So let's start in Iran, where this month marks the 40th anniversary of the Islamic Republic. The arrests of hundreds of Christians seem to coincide with the run-up to the milestone. Mohabbat TV's Mike Ansari says that wasn't by coincidence.
In an effort to demonstrate its power to force Iran's fast-growing underground church into submission, they have ramped up harassment and persecution of Farsi-speaking churches. A vast majority of Iranian people have lost their confidence in their leaders. Many have become disillusioned with Islam and as such are turning to Christianity.
So what threat does the government see in Christians?
The evangelicals are considered a national security threat inside Iran. It appears the end game is to eliminate the threat for the sake of their longevity.
Mohabbat TV is a Farsi Christian television channel that broadcasts a biblical message. Because despair and disillusionment are rampant in Iran, hope has an irresistible pull.
It is true that there are more arrests than before, but never before have we seen so many Iranians convert to Christianity.
Iran is 40 years into a theocracy called the Islamic Republic of Iran, but it seems there's a growing crisis of faith. To that end,
pray for Iranian government officials to end the harassment of Christian converts. Pray for God to give strength and perseverance to persecuted Christians across Iran.
Turning now to South America, Colombia's government just bulldozed a mansion belonging to the infamous drug lord Pablo Escobar. Escobar immersed the nation in drug trafficking and bloodshed during the 80s and 90s. Even though Colombia's murder rate is now at an all-time low, it's still one of the worst in the world. It also produces about half the world's cocaine. So you'd think most people in Colombia's overflowing prisons are drug traffickers. However, Hans Daza Bolaños, director of Crossroad Prison Ministry's work in Colombia, says that's not the case. Through an interpreter, Bolaños explains,
the problem really isn't Colombia. The problem is that there's a demand from people of other countries.
He says many of the people who are arrested for drug trafficking are foreigners. And
we actually do have a lot of people in our jails who are actually innocent. And others are there because of the political and social context in which we live.
So there's another side of Colombia that you should know about. Learn how it intersects with the hope of Christ in part one of a new series on our website.
Even though Colombia is considered a narcotics country, we also have the best coffee in the world. And that characterizes us more than the fact that we have a lot of drug trade going on within our country. The good people here are much more than those that would do harm.
And on Friday, Transworld Radio marked its 65th year in ministry. The organization strives to provide the gospel and discipling materials through various media. But TWR's first ever broadcast aired from Tangier in Northern Africa in 1954. Today, President and CEO of TWR, Lauren Libby, says,
first of all, we're still in broadcast. We have 21 transmitting locations around the globe, high power transmitters of anywhere from 200,000 to 500,000 to a million watts. And we talk to a potential listening audience on the air of 4.2 billion people each and every day. And then globally, digitally, we talk to about 40,000 to 50,000 people on our app, TWR 360, every day.
However, TWR's 65-year journey wasn't traveled alone.
We'd just like to say thank you to everyone who's co-labored with TWR with your time, talent, and treasure for the last 65 years. From one little tiny radio station in Tangier to touching 4.2 billion people every day, that is an absolute miracle. And God has used hundreds of thousands of people to be involved in making that happen.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR 360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.